Welcome into episode number 2 of the RR Schools podcast. I'm Greg Murphy. Today we will visit Rocky River Middle School and hear about a recent trip to Ohio State University's Stone Lab, hear about plans and events surrounding Red Ribbon Week, and take a trip to Kensington Intermediate School to get a preview of the upcoming 4th grade trip to Camp Fitch. We begin today's episode at Rocky River Middle School, where I'm joined by 7th grade teachers Mr. Opdyke and Mrs. Juhas, as well as 7th grade students Audrey and Sergio, who will talk about their recent trip to Stone Lab. Mr. Opdyke, let's start with you. Give me a quick description of the Stone Lab trip, what it is, where it's located, why you guys make this trip year in and year out.
Okay, so Stone Lab is a research facility operated by Ohio State as an actual college campus that is located on Gibraltar Island, which is in the kind of the Put-in Bay Harbor. We've been doing it for about 20 years. The research trip is all about limnology, which is the study of inland water lakes generally. And we've been doing it as just a way of getting the kids to experience kind of a lab-based science course that's outdoors, where they can do things that we could never do. Kind of one of the highlights that nobody else really does on the lake is they go trawling for fish. So they throw a huge football field-sized net out behind it, and they pick up whatever they pick up, and we do counts of which fish come in, and we talk about populations, and it's just a great experience for the kids.
And Mrs. Juhas, how many years has this trip been going on, and what's the process to be one of the students selected?
Sure, so we were trying to do the math on the trip. We think it's 20 years that we've been taking this trip. We are given a number by Stone Lab. Sometimes in the past we've been able to bring 60 students. This year was a much smaller group. We were limited to 45. So the students are given a packet and they come up with an idea for a research proposal, whatever it is that they wanna investigate during their time there. Obviously, they can't get the entire project done while we're there, but they come up with their proposal, they write it up. We go through the process of looking at them. Now, if we have less than the number that we're allowed to take, everyone gets to go, but sometimes we are beyond that, and in that case, then we have to go to a lottery system. So, and then we literally put all their names in a jar and pick them in order, and the first 45 or first 60 get to go.
And what are some of the topics that kids propose? Do you kind of see the same ones year in and year out?
Yes, for sure. I mean, there's some classic ones. A lot of kids like to investigate fish anatomy. A lot of them like to do the history, Lake Erie history. A lot of our kids that are interested in history want to learn about the battles. And this year we had a couple really interesting ones. We have someone who's doing an illustrated children's book of Lake Erie history, which was really cool. We had a How to Survive
Stone Lab.
Literally a survival, you know, are there edible plants? And if you were stranded there, how could you survive on the island? So there were some really neat
ones. On sea glass and how it's created and what it comes from. But yeah, we've had some really interesting ones. One year we had one about, this was a while ago, we used to have rowboats. We could row from the island to Put-in Bay. And a kid wanted to do research on what life was like for kids who grow up on Put-in Bay and are stranded on an island all winter. So we actually rode them over, we went to the school, we interviewed some kids, and we did like a sociological exam of them. So wide variety of things.
A lot of interesting projects. And then how do students bring all this together for the final project?
Some kids do a lot of work at Stone Lab. I mean, if they're doing water quality, they do that there. But we had some this year who were doing stuff that really they didn't have to be at Stone Lab to do, but it tied in with the lake. They did stuff about sailing. What are the physics of sailing? So that stuff they would research on their own, and they would bring that research to Stone Lab, maybe ask some questions, but a lot of it they can do on their own at home afterwards. And the end result is some sort of presentation, a tri-board, a video, something that they would display at parent-teacher conferences.
And when you get to Stone Lab, you take the Rocky River City School buses. When you get there, there's a boat trip to where you have to where you actually stay?
I always laugh that my favorite part on the permission slip is, you know, means of transportation. Bus, ferry, bus, boat is what it says in that order. So we take the Miller Ferry across, and then we take the island bus over to either the hatchery or, in this case this year, we went from the boardwalk and took the water taxi across. But yeah, it's quite an adventure to get where we finally need to be.
The fewer boat rides, the better for Mrs. Juhas.
That's fact.
Well, I appreciate your guys' time. We're going to bring in two students now who were on this trip with you and learn about their projects, Audrey and Sergio.
Correct. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Audrey, we'll start with you. Give me a little description of the project that you chose for Stone Lab this year.
Okay, so while I was on the island, I looked for some birds that I found on the island, and then I recorded their names. And then when I got home, I started to research all about them and try to figure out why they would be living at Stone Lab. I started out like looking for the birds on the island, and I ended up having some extra time to kind of research about them because I have a bird field guide that I brought with me.
What did you learn about these birds, and kind of what's the goal of your project?
So far with my project, I've figured out that a lot of their adaptations, like their beak shapes, wing types, tails, have a lot to do with why they live around Gibraltar Island.
And Sergio, let's move on to you. Explain for me a little bit your project and what you chose this year for Stone Lab.
Okay, so I took pictures around the island, and I'm gonna put it into a collage of pictures and like pick out some really good ones.
Okay, is photography kind of a hobby of yours? Have you enjoyed it?
I like to take pictures, but I don't really do it a lot.
Okay, what kind of pictures are going to be in your collage? Do you have any of your any favorites that you took on the island?
I took a lot of plant pictures and animals and stuff like that.
And your guys' projects are coming along now. Are they finished, or you still have a little bit of work to do to get them ready for final display?
I'm almost done with the research because I'm researching each bird separately, and then I kind of put it onto a document. And then once I've done that, I'll put roughly onto a piece of paper and then put the final onto my tri-board.
Okay, and how about you, Sergio?
I'm almost finished. I just need to get my pictures onto some kind of display.
Okay, now if we step away from your projects for a little bit, tell me what your favorite part, or even parts, if you had multiple favorite things about Stone Lab was.
So we did a fish dissection. I really enjoyed that. It was interesting to see all the parts of the fish, but I have to say it was a bit unsettling.
Was that your first time ever doing that, dissecting a fish?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. How about you, Sergio?
My favorite part was doing the invertebrate walk, where we're looking for invertebrates, like kicking the rocks and seeing what we can catch and find, and seeing what the water quality looked like.
Awesome job. I can't wait to see the final projects. We're going to swing by and kind of get some pictures and video of these final projects that you guys did at Stone Lab. So congratulations, and can't wait to see the final projects.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. After the short break, we'll be joined by Rocky River High School Counselor Jeff Petrulis, who will discuss Red Ribbon Week and some of the events that will be taking place around the district. Welcome back to the RR Schools Podcast. I'm pleased to be joined by Jeff Petrulis, a counselor at Rocky River High School and chair K-12 of the Counseling Department for the Rocky River City School District. Jeff, thanks for taking the time to join me today.
Thanks for having me.
Red Ribbon Week is coming up throughout the district. It'll be October 21st through the 25th. What is the purpose of Red Ribbon Week?
The Rocky River City Schools are proud to recognize Red Ribbon Week in its schools and educate youth about the dangers of drugs. We're going to have a week-long event featuring activities to raise awareness and promote a drug-free environment. It's an ideal way for students and families within the community to unite and take a visible stand against drugs. We're aiming to share information on the dangers of drug use, encourage positive activities that students and families can be engaged in, promote healthy coping strategies, and show school and community support for a healthy lifestyle.
And I know you and the other counselors around the district have been meeting and putting a lot of time and effort into the upcoming Red Ribbon Week. What are some of the things you guys have been doing to prepare for this event?
We're planning a couple different district-wide activities for students and families to make it easy for them to participate and show their support. So we have a couple different daily themes. We're going to do a fall food drive to benefit the Rocky River Assistance Program. And our goal this year is to coordinate our events so that siblings in different buildings can have a conversation about making positive choices, and families can easily reinforce at home the importance of living a drug-free life.
What is this year's theme for Red Ribbon Week, and how does that relate to the Rocky River City School District?
The Red Ribbon Campaign is a national campaign, and this year's theme is Send a Message, Stay Drug Free. So this theme is a call to action to speak out in support of healthy choices. It's also a reminder that by staying drug free, you are sending a message to yourself and others about how much you value yourself, your overall health, your community, and your future. And we feel here in Rocky River, these are greatly important topics, and we really hope that both students and parents and families can all participate this year.
And I know during the during Red Ribbon Week, you guys have put together some dress-down days and theme days for the schools.
Yeah, we're going to have a different theme every day. Monday's theme is Dare to be Different. We're encouraging students to dress completely mismatched. Tuesday's theme is Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. Students can wear their favorite sweatshirt. Wednesday is going to be Kind Word Wednesday, so we encourage students to wear clothes full of words. Thursday's theme is Stay Involved, Stay Healthy. We really want to see students participate by wearing something from an outside activity they're involved with, whether that's a sports jersey or a karate belt, a medal that they've earned, or a scout uniform, or whatever they're doing outside of school to show that they are staying involved in healthy activities. And then Friday is United We Stand, and we want students to wear their pirate pride in their maroon and white clothing.
Awesome. And again, this is October 21st. Through October 25th. You've been with the district for quite a while. How has Red Ribbon Week grown throughout the district during your time here?
Historically, each building's organized their own activities and programming to fit the needs of their students and families, and that's still going to happen to a certain extent this year. However, this year, the counseling team really wanted to promote a district-wide activity so that families with students in different buildings can all kind of coordinate their activities and their messaging and have those family discussions at home as well.
Back in September, there was a town hall meeting on vaping, the dangers of vaping. Mr. Jose Flores presented to parents and students and community members, and he also presented at the middle school and the high school to students. What are some other ways that the district teaches drug awareness, the dangers of drugs, drug prevention, etc., things like that?
Yeah, the district has put together a nicely structured program so that students at different grade levels have different messaging. So one of the earliest programs that we utilize is DARE, the Drug Abuse Resistance Education, where we teach students decision-making for safe and healthy living, and that happens in grades 2, 5, and 7. And then our health curriculums, both at the middle school and high school, are excellent ways to educate students on drug prevention and awareness. Once students get up to the high school up here with us, we utilize programming through our freshman mentoring program, classroom-based lessons, and grade-level meetings during our hour-long PLC time on Wednesday. So it's a nice way to go over that message with students at different grade levels and at different developmentally appropriate ages.
Jeff, thanks again for joining us, and thanks again to you and all the counselors throughout the district for helping put together this very important week, Red Ribbon Week, again, October 21st through the 25th.
Thanks for having me.
And again, you'll be able to find more information, the dress down days, and other information regarding Red Ribbon Week on the Rocky River City School District website, rrcs.org. When we come back, we'll have our final guest on episode number 2, Mr. James Gedling, a fourth grade teacher at Kensington Intermediate School, who's also coordinating the ever so popular fourth grade Camp Fitch trip. Welcome back to the RR Schools podcast. Our final guest is a fourth grade teacher at Kensington Intermediate School and the coordinator of the always popular Camp Fitch trip, Mr. James Gedling. James, thanks for joining me today.
No problem. Thank you.
So tell me, what is the Camp Fitch trip and how long has it been going on for Kensington students?
Camp Fitch is kind of a rite of passage for these fourth graders. It's something that they look forward to. It's our big trip of the year. Nobody else in the school seems to take a trip of this magnitude, so they really look forward to it. It's something that Kensington's been doing for 25 plus years. They were going to another camp, but Camp Fitch for the last 20 plus, I think. It's something they enjoy greatly.
How long have you been coordinating the trip? And I imagine there's a lot that goes into putting this trip together for such a large group of kids.
Yeah, this is year 5 or 6 for me in charge. I took over from Mr. Wilhelmy, who just had too many family obligations. So I stepped in, and I didn't want to see the camp go by the wayside. So it's been busy for sure. But like I said, Mr. Wilhelmy kind of showed me the ropes on how to get it organized and what it takes in order to make sure we have a safe and fun time.
Where is Campfish located, and how do you transport? It's probably, what, about 150, 175 kids out to the camp?
Well, it's in North Springfield, Pennsylvania, just shy of Erie, PA, about an hour and 25 minutes from here. The kids load buses, the school buses, with their classmates and the chaperones. And they head out there, and the teachers, we obviously need our automobiles because of, for various reasons, so we head out there ahead of them, and they, we meet up with them.
You mentioned the teachers and chaperones. Obviously, you can't, you couldn't do this all by yourself, so you need those people. How many other teacher chaperones make the trip with you?
Well, everybody in fourth grade typically makes the trip, except for Mrs. Cook. She volunteers to stay behind with the kids that choose not to go. She runs what's called Camp Cook here at Kensington, so she sometimes brings in outside guests and you know, kind of like field trip type things. Plus, she puts, you know, a tent and a fake campfire in her classroom so she can try to give the kids that stay behind that taste of what camp is like. And then we take about 25 to 30 parent chaperones. So it's a big undertaking to make sure everybody's ready to go and who we have going with us.
Now, you're in the great outdoors, you're staying in cabins, you're right by the lake, but you still use this as a classroom and have a structured schedule. How are the classes and activities used as an educational experience for the students?
Well, obviously, outdoor education is important for these guys. Plus, it's a lot of team-building activities. You know, we have the group challenge course, which, of course, requires large groups of kids to work together to achieve a task. They are trained in archery. They do some horseback riding and how to care for the horses. We have a station called Hobby Farm where they get to care for several different animals, pigs, chickens, goats, things like that. They have what's called Nerdy Derby. That was new a couple of years ago. They work with the design process, which is something we do in our fourth grade classrooms as science teachers, and they build almost like a Pinewood Derby car out of whatever materials camp allows them to use, and then they race them after they build them and then make changes and redesign the product. And so it really fits in with what we do here at school.
We mentioned the other teachers, the chaperones, but Kensington PTA and the Rocky River Education Foundation are also very important to this trip. Explain how they kind of help put this trip on.
Well, I mean, obviously, as years go by, the costs go up. And to keep the costs down for the kids, the PTA and RREF donate a large sum of money. I want to say this year was up to $7,000, and it helps us cut the costs of the kids to about $160 a kid. But when I explain what it entails, you know, three meals a day, plus the bus trip, plus the staff, plus, you know, various other items and a t-shirt and things like that. You know, the cost obviously is very minimal to most families.
And the trip is November 11th through the 13th?
13th through the 15th. Wednesday through Friday.
And obviously at that time, you know, who knows what kind of weather you can get. Who's going to be in charge of the weather this year?
You just roll the dice, really. I mean, a couple years ago we had 70 degrees and we're all wearing shorts. And then last year, it's an icy, snowy rain, and everybody's sopping wet and cold. But, you know, it's still a fun time regardless of the weather. You never know what you're going to get, with, especially being on the coast of Pennsylvania right there.
Awesome. Mr. Gettling, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with the final preparations, and enjoy the trip out there.
All right. Thank you so much.
A reminder, you can find every episode of the RR Schools podcast on the district website, rrcs.org. or on SoundCloud. To stay up to date on the latest news of the Rocky River City School District, please visit the district website at rrcs.org or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at RRCitySchools.